for the horses and mules.
Keep thinking about all the work involved in keeping this whole thing going. Oh.
There's never a dull moment.
Oh, there's some other terms. What about the cooking pans? Were there any particular terms for those?
Well, you had several different terms. You had a frying pan that you called a skillet. And then you had the pots, of course. We just called them pots.
The bigger ones?
Oh, yeah. Anything that would go on the stove. And then we had, I just can remember this. We had what we called a Dutch oven that you put down in front of the fire if you wanted to cook bread in it. You put it in front of the fire, you put red coals under it and red coals on top of it. And you could cook bread that way, or sweet potatoes, or Irish potatoes, bake them.
Was it better that way?
Much better.
Better than that gas?
Much better than anything you've got now.
Oh, dear. Well, what about washing? Was there, you know, for like hot water?
Well, now...
To get the water hot?
Well, of course, we just put the water in the wash pot.
Uh-huh.
That's a big iron pot. And heated it there.
Did you do that in the kitchen there?
No, we had a wash house. It was a building with three sides enclosed.
Mm-hmm.
And the front was open to the south. Of course, that was for what little warmth you might get in the wintertime from that area. And this wash pot was out in front of that.
Mm-hmm.
And we heated the water in that. That's right, just any kind of wood that you wanted to burn under. And you washed, you didn't have washing machines, of course, and you washed in tubs.
On Monday.
And then you had I don't know whether you want this or not, but you had this long piece of timber that was up on what we call horses, which was just something to hold it up. And we call that the battling bench. You put those clothes out if they're real dirty and took a paddle and spanked them good. And then you, of course, they went back into the tub, see, for more washing after you did that.
Never heard of that term.
You haven't?
Never heard of it. Is that what you heard too?
Yeah, they did that downtown.
We did that.
Just never heard that.
Well, I've even seen my mother make the soap that she used to wash the clothes with.
What did she put that in? I mean, the same pot to make the soap? What she used for that?
Well, you had a number of things. Now, I don't know if I can tell you exactly everything that you put in to make the soap, but you saved a lot of oak ashes and put them in a big bin, and you put lye in there, and various things, and this, when it all came out, this soap came out liquid, but of course, as quick as it got cold, it was real hot when it come out, you see, and as quick as it got cold, you could cut it up into soap bar.
That sounds strong, was it?
It was, tremendously strong. Lye soap, they called it. And the lye in there is what made it so strong, see.
That's the kind of soap you didn't need to take a bath once a week with because it was so strong.
Well, I wouldn't want to.
You could not take a bath.
Yeah, it was so strong.
I wouldn't take a bath any time with it, once a week or once a year. But it would just made, you know, for laundry and things like that.
Was it the soap that you used for bathing? Did you?
No, that's one little, that's one thing that we'd go to the store for.
And but before that, I guess maybe your grandparents probably...
I'm sure they did. But as far back as I can remember, we did have a soap that we bought in the store. Then Mother quit making, and we started buying octagon soap.
Uh-huh.
Octagon-shaped bars.
My grandmother bought that.
Mm-hmm.
I can remember.